Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Deanna Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Today, as you walk, you'll memorize Psalm 91:5. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Bible scholars believe the terror of night represented a surprise attack of the enemy. It could represent either a national enemy or a thief who sneaks into your home. Either way, this was an unusual and unexpected problem or calamity. Let's focus on that part of Psalm 91:5 today that talks about the terror of night. My friend and a fellow author, Janet Milan, taught me many things about anxiety and how to respond to unexpected attacks of the enemy. Janet's also a lead teacher for True Girl. Maybe you've seen her at one of our live events. She says hi. Well, God took Janet through a terrible year of surprise attacks of the enemy. When they happen in clusters, well, you know something's up. Janet's mom died suddenly and unexpectedly. Just days before that happened, Janet was able to give her mom a truly special hug. God knew, and He prepared her heart in such a gracious way. That hug became especially wonderful when Janet was so sick from terrible food poisoning that she missed the funeral. Yep, another attack. Then a dear friend committed suicide. We were all undone when this third thing happened. It was a lot in just a few short weeks. But shortly after that, Janet's father had a heart attack. Enough is enough. We were all saying it, everyone but Janet. You see, her battle with anxiety finally got so bad, she had no choice but to lean into God. And she did. I had a front row seat to witness her victory over anxiety. The secret, she said, was looking for God's grace in the darkness. In fact, here's how she defines anxiety these days. Anxiety is imagining a future without God's grace and mercy in it. God created you and me to trust Him, the God Most High. Anxiety is the opposite of that. Therefore, it is missing God's intention for our lives. Now, it's not your fault that anxious thoughts come, but don't welcome them to stay. It's not really a big jump to consider that unresisted anxiety really can grow into a form of sin. It's one thing to have circumstances in your life that bring pause for concern. For that, I have such a tremendous amount of empathy. But it's quite another thing to fixate on those problems without imagining how God can meet you in your need. For that, I have an invitation for you. Stop participating in the problem. Trust in God. Let your faith in His faithfulness become your shield. Hey, and while you're walking, don't forget to hydrate. As I said a few days ago, hydration actually has been proven to reduce anxiety. Sometimes one of the things contributing to your anxiety is the fact that your body is trying to send you a signal it needs water. Now, if you're not much of a water drinker, here's a little tip. Add some fruit to your water. Lemons, limes, oranges are tried and true, but you know, I love me some good cucumber water. Watermelon water, strawberries, and herbs are also delicious options. Check it out, give it a try, but keep hydrating and keep walking. One other quick thing, I want to remind you about the Calm Your Anxious Thoughts study guide. It's a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 91, and it's available at danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. You could do that while you're walking, or you could wait and save it for maybe a fall Bible study. Once Psalm 91 is deep in your heart and your memory, then you can learn a little bit more about it by using this resource. Check it out at danagresh.com and mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.